Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're live in the bar at Smoke on the Water. Seminoles advance big time. Our assistant manager, Brett, here is a big Florida State fan. And listen, nobody saw those two butt kickings of Georgia coming in Athens, no less. But Chris Smith joins us here at Smoke on the Water. Tyler just texted, I'm stuck in traffic in downtown Greenville.
It's brutal out there.
Yeah, graduation just like the first people were getting out when I was making my way here about 10 till 3. I can only imagine now how bad it's gotten. Again, I caution people down there. Remember, this is a big moment for a lot of kids and their parents, and they may not be paying total attention after this. Yeah. So just if you're around the well, or now in downtown Greenville with everybody coming, I mean, we got a nice – we had a bunch of tables earlier after the first graduation, and it's going to continue here for the next couple of days. So just be aware. Be aware. We'd hate for anything bad to happen out there. So let's go ahead and get into it. I'm sitting there overreacting in the second quarter last night as Toronto has, what, about a 12-point lead on Golden State. And you're like, man, maybe Kawhi and this team is built to beat Golden State. Now, I don't know exactly what Steve Kerr had to say at halftime, but something happened. Somebody got, whether it's Steph or Kerr, I don't know. And then – you know that the history of this Golden State team in the playoffs has been they come out with a big punch in the third quarter to get back in the game. They didn't come out with a punch last night. They came out with a freaking sledgehammer.
Yeah.
18-0 run to open up the game. And I'm not willing to go series over yet, but I'm getting close, and here's why. Klay Thompson says he's coming back in game number 3. He did have an MRI on that hamstring today. That would concern me moving forward with KD, but, I mean, what else can you say about Golden State? They just keep rolling out guys that make plays when they have to, including Iguodala. That was like a middle finger to the Toronto fans. With him, what, shooting 30% from three-point land, nailing the biggest shot of the game.
Yeah, well, right now, Draymond Green is on absolute fire. He's got 5 triple-doubles in the playoffs. I believe only Magic Johnson is 1 above him with 6, and then Wilt Chamberlain's 2 above him with 7. So, I mean, Draymond Green is playing probably some of the best basketball of his career right now. And the way it's been the MO of Golden State the whole playoffs. They'll have a sluggish, slow first half, and then bam. I don't know what gets talked about in that locker room or what they are doing, but they just put the pedal to the metal, and it just they go on rocket launch.
I mean, how can an NBA team against another in the finals go on a total 27-3 run? I mean, think about this. I went back after the game, and you pinpoint that one moment. That one moment that swung things. And to me, it was with about a minute and a half left in the first half when Powell puts up a three-pointer. That if he makes it, Toronto's up 14.
Yep.
What happens is Steph Curry and Klay Thompson each get hot in the final 90 seconds of the half, and it's a 5-point lead, or excuse me, what, 2-point lead. And then, boom, 18-0 out of the gate. That 27-3 run may be the deciding factor in this NBA Finals when all said and done.
I wouldn't say the series is over yet. I give Toronto winning one more game, but I think – that's it at this point. I think, you know, Klay Thompson is a worry. Who knows what's going on with KD? I mean, every game it's we don't know yet. He's we're trying to figure it out. He's being checked on by the doctors. I just don't know if the way things are going down, if the injury is that severe, or if the Warriors and KD have basically said, we're done after this. Let's just make sure you're healthy for wherever you want to go.
Now, Steve Kerr said all he needs is one practice to get back into the rotation. We'll see about that. But let me ask you, do the antics of Drake maybe get a little maybe gets KD a little inspired? Because, number one, don't go away, Mad Drake. Just go away. All right, didn't like your music to begin with. That's a personal choice, but I am even less liking the crap that you're pulling by. You know, that was a pretty far reach with the Macaulay-Culkin thing. And, boy, Macaulay-Culkin laid out Drake today. Hey, DM me. You got my number, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, leave me the hell out of this.
Right.
All right? The other stuff, it's for show, and I get it and everything else, but
well,
you
see
you
the black
what?
You see the black armband that Drake's been wearing? You know what's under it, right? It's KD's number, and it's Steph Curry's number. It's tattooed on his arm.
Well, the point being, I'm tired of this stuff from him. He has become, you know, now what are we going to see with Drake? I didn't really care. I didn't have a team. My Canadian friends that we'll travel with in July, never heard them. They've never texted me, go Raptors, like they have until the last 2 months, if you will.
Right.
I will look at them and go, I'm sorry, I pulled for Golden State strictly because of Drake. All right, number one, you're not that good of a hip-hop guy because I saw today you're not the first billionaire in hip-hop.
Right.
But no, is anybody like me – I don't want this story to be on the sidelines with some of these childish antics, or is that social media in a nutshell with fuddy-duddy me at 51 years old?
Well, I think it's more social media. I think it's to gain attention. I mean, you got to remember, look at the Knicks and Spike Lee and the antics of him on the sidelines.
I hate Spike Lee of it.
He's always screaming at the players. And
great filmmaker, everything, but know your freaking role.
Right, and I think, you know, it's just the time that we're in now, you know, with Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the social media stuff. I think it's just hyping it more. And it's the media hasn't helped either, to be honest, because all they keep doing is adding fuel to the fire, because all they keep doing is talking about it and hyping it up, because there needs to be a storyline other than the basketball game.
Well, what does every good novel have? An antagonist and a protagonist, and
absolutely.
Drake is turning into the antagonist, no doubt about it. But guess what? Maybe I'm falling for it a little bit, because I like seeing greatness. You know, that school that I went to two states over has been on a pretty nice run in football. That school, you know, 35 miles down the road has been on an impressive run. And I admire greatness when everybody is firing your guns at you and you still get to the top. But so I have that little bit of respect. Now, I don't want to go that far in the NHL finals, but that thing is now over, if you ask me, with that 7-2 Boston win the other night. Greatest thing is when they get on the ice tonight at 8 o'clock, that scoreboard reads 0-0, and St.
Absolutely.
Louis is at home. But
I'm
that felt like a statement game by the Bruins.
Well, I'm interested to see who the Blues start in goalie after they pulled the rookie Binghamton in the second period after he gave up the five.
I go back to Binghamton because you may kill.
That's been your guy all year.
He's the one that's gotten you there. Everybody has a bad night.
Absolutely.
And number two, you may kill that kid's confidence heading into the offseason as he finishing out his first year.
Well, I mean, he is a rookie, and he may be rattled enough as it is. His confidence may be broken already just because as a rookie – walking into the Stanley Cup Finals against a team that's as good as the Bruins are. So
yeah. All right, so getting back to basketball. I mean, you know, KD's out. Klay Thompson leaves. You're like, man, we got him right where
they
we want him.
Right on the ropes.
Right where we want him. Right on the ropes. And it's guys like Iguodala. It's guys like Livingston, you know, that come up with big plays. And it's just been over and over and over again. And that's like, just makes me wonder, are there guys at the end of the bench for Golden State that we don't even know that could come in and contribute at this point?
Yeah, it should be interesting to see how deep this bench really is. You know, we don't know who these other players that are sitting all the way at the end in their little jumpsuits, hoping and praying that the game's a blowout or somebody gets injured so that they get thrown in the game to see what they can do.
So, to me, the storyline remaining in the NBA Finals is, I guess it's somewhat on the court, but it's somewhat off the court as well, and that's the doctor's office of the Golden State Warriors. I mean, because stop and think about this. To me, the Warriors' health is what is the last remaining question, whether they can get Golden State over the hump. Durant has yet to practice since May 8th. Thompson and Looney were forced from game number 2. Cousins has played 2 games since missing 6 weeks with a quad injury.
Yep.
Iguodala required an MRI after suffering a leg injury in game number 1, and he still logged 28 minutes. So, to me, it is that doctor's office next to the locker room.
Yeah, the trainer's office is getting a lot of work for Golden State. So, it's they're getting their money's worth.
Yep. So, Tyler sitting down, what's your heart rate right now after being stuck in downtown Greenville in traffic? Sorry. There you go.
Oh, it's pretty high.
Yeah. I tell you what, congratulations to all those kids, but what an absolute train wreck traffic-wise downtown Greenville right now.
Tell you what, I heard you guys mention hip-hop. I said, I got to get in here ASAP.
Yeah, we were just talking Drake's not the most successful hip-hop artist. Who was it?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z was announced as the first billion-dollar hip-hop artist today. So, no, listen, man, I get it. I'm 51. And one of the things that social media does today, a lot of it's out there to get under your skin. You know what I mean? And Drake, to me, has become the antagonist because, first of all, I thought it was a pretty weak attempt last night to shame Kevin Durant with the Home Alone movie. Because do you remember how the movie ended?
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin won, basically. So, I mean, what message are you sending there? But I went from, I could live with Toronto winning because of my friends that I'm going on the trip in July with, our family friends that live up there. Now I just want Golden State to sweep the next 3 games and be done with this.
Yeah, well, with KD coming back next game, it's a strong possibility Toronto might not win another one. So I give them 1.
I'll give them game
5 back home.
Right.
KD definitely coming back. Next game?
KD is playing in game 3. It has been confirmed.
All right. So that might change things. So that kind of still comes back to what I said. The key factor here being that training room for Golden State between now and game number 7. We'll take your opinions at 844-GSP-ESPN. And, again, a few other things. I thought some real – I'm not a big Adam Silver fan as leader of this NBA, but I thought he gave some very, very good advice to Zion Williamson. We'll talk about Excuse me. We'll talk about that as well here in the next segment. We'll take your opinions. Is the series over? It's tied 1-1. But Golden State, they did what they had to do. They picked one up in Toronto.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So it turned out, Diesel, and I apologize to rub it in your face, a brisket sandwich with mac and cheese. And, man, did y'all see that Facebook post of Smoke on the Water yesterday with that pepper bark on that? I almost had to run down and get some earlier. But, again, we're Tyler Butler. You can follow him on Twitter at MySportsCulture, sportsandculture.com, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Just somewhere, somehow, I always – and trust me, since I'm going on vacation Friday, do y'all realize the over or under of screw-ups that I will complete? I already called – wonton, you know, like wonton soup earlier, which Diesel, I heard him back there just snickering through his nose. But, yeah, it's the way it goes. Again, I the over-under is like 16. All between right. now and
By
Thursday.
The way, he's making fun of us on Twitter, Serge. I just want to let you know that.
I wouldn't say it was fun.
All right, so NBA basketball. I am on the verge of saying series over, but like I said in the last segment, Tyler, I think we got to see just how far this injury situation can get with Golden State. Otherwise, I'm convinced they win because they keep just rolling out players that make plays when the game is everybody, I mean, that Andrew Iguodala three-pointer last night was one of these. No, 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 yes! You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely didn't think he was going to hit that three. He's been struggling all game long, and he's actually injured himself. So you got him, KD, and now Klay has the hamstring. I don't know what was wrong with Steph. I heard it was gas. Someone said he had a lot of trouble breathing. So it's starting to pile up for Golden State, but they're one of the deepest teams in the NBA as far as talent, maybe not bodies. But, I mean, just look at it. You got Klay leaving, and you got KD returning, along with Boogie now starting to get into rhythm as well. So.
And like you mentioned on Twitter when you were stuck in the car, you know, Drake and the Warriors are friends, so they're not paying attention. But don't tell me they're not, because I noticed Steph Curry and KD did a little who was it? Klay Thompson and KD.
Klay and KD, yeah.
Did a little snarkiness toward the not-billionaire hip-hop owner Drake. That's what we're going to call him for the rest of the – I like Jay-Z better. Drake's a non-billionaire hip-hop owner. I thought it was funny. They finally took the time and responded to him.
Yeah, I mean, in the level of competition, you keep running off at the mouth. Friends or not, somebody's going to say something back to you.
You're going to get smacked right back.
Yeah, so I like the retaliation from Klay calling him Aubrey, his television character.
Yeah. So, it's going to be interesting. When's the next game? Is it Wednesday night?
I believe so.
I mean, what the heck are they? It'll be July before these things are over. Why not just do what you did? Listen, athletes are creatures of habit. All right. Why does a guy have to, as he steps into the batter's box, have to connect both batting gloves, readjust his cup, do whatever between every pitch? Why? Because they're creatures of habit. Why do golfers do the same thing before every swing during the tournament? Because they're creatures of habit. Why get into three nights off in between games?
Money.
Why?
I mean, it all comes down to money.
Because it makes it go longer? Or I'm thinking now.
It's just the TV time, I'm guessing, the contract.
But I'm thinking there are now less eyes available here over the next couple of weeks. We're a little bit earlier than some places in the country. There are a buttload of people that are taking off to go on vacations here in the next week. You know what I mean? The eyeballs, the attentiveness of the casual sports fan is going to go down here in the next 10 days, but we'll like only have maybe two, possibly three games played in the next 10 days.
Yeah, and they said after the Wednesday game, every other game would be 2 days
all
in
right,
between.
That's fine. Maybe they want them
Well, you know what's good about that is that with all these people going on vacation, the guys can get away from their families and go to the bar, have an excuse to go to the bar and watch the game.
I can't decide if I want to thank college baseball for having like four games tonight plus NHL game number four, because you know what? That may be one of those, hey, I need to go do some research for the show decisions. You know what I mean? But no, I mean, I'm sorry. Playing game number one on Thursday and not playing game number two till Sunday, I get it. First world rants, you know what I mean? But that's just too long to sit around and wait. Yeah. I could give you 3 days if you're like in between locations.
Right.
I tell you.
But every other day when you're in.
The Warriors are not complaining.
No.
They're using that extra time to heal up. So it's perfect for them. But it is killing us as that casual fan.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this. Now, rumor has it. You said KD is coming back for game number three. Rumor has it that no matter what the Toronto Raptors do, Kawhi's leaving this team. So, and I get that. I mean, I don't want to be paying taxes in two different countries at this point on that kind of money. I'm sure that's one of the reasons. But
talk about first world problems.
Again,
Come on now.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually have some inside info on the Kawhi situation.
Please, if you feel like sharing.
Yeah, no problem. So
I don't want to share your privacy.
No, my, But reliable NBA source.
Well, you nailed Tavian Feaster. Mm-hmm. You had the Kevin Durant information earlier.
Absolutely.
So we'll give you a little slack because right now you're like 2 for 2. And you know what? That gets you a $10 million bonus in Major League Baseball right now.
Here we go. Some hot Kawhi Leonard news. I heard it's between two teams, which is Toronto and the Clippers.
That's what I was thinking.
His uncle is his actually agent and advisor. He wants to bring him back home to L.A. Kawhi, on the other hand, really likes Toronto and has actually bought property there and has some summer plans from what I've been told. So it's a strong possibility. He said he wants to sign a small contract,
a
great like 3 years.
Yeah, I heard 3 years. He wouldn't go max on it.
Well, who's he got a better chance of winning a championship with it is what
and
I'm
that's
sure
what it's all
is in
about.
Its
yes.
head
yes.
as well.
It'd be a little bit easier to add parts to Toronto right now. Let's get Gator Neal's opinion on the NBA. Gator Neal, hope you're doing well, my friend.
What's up, Sturge? How are you, bud?
Man, I'm on the vacation countdown, so excuse me for being a little bouncy this week. You know what I mean?
So nothing can bother you right now. Hey, listen, the NBA championship, this is 3 days. It's going to be Wednesday, and then after that, the fourth game would be 2 days. After that, every game is 3 days.
All right.
It would be Wednesday, then Friday, then Monday, Thursday.
So it'll be
2 days for game four and then 3 days for the rest of the series.
So let me ask you, I mean, you have some how do you put it, stock in the market, so to speak. Yeah. So,
yeah.
I mean, we're talking about a series that if it potentially goes seven games, I mean, I went to an SEC school, but you're looking at 22 or so days to complete the series. And I don't have that kind of attention span anymore.
I'll tell you why I like it. Two different ways. Obviously, like you said, I got a vested interest as a handicapper. It gives me more days to get more sales. I haven't been worth a darn this year anyway, so I guess that ain't going to matter. But for just a casual sports fan, I'll tell you why I like it. And that is, it gives you something to look forward to until the end of June at least, because what do we got after that? We got baseball. And good God, kill me now for baseball. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, we got preseason football rolling around in early August. But we have the whole month of July to do nothing but vacation and watch baseball. So if they want to extend it a little bit, I don't mind. You know what I mean, Sturge?
That's the most practical answer that I've heard. Number two, if you have that kind of time, then you can plan around things as well.
Absolutely. And let me say something to your co-host today. I heard him just talking about Kawhi just now.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I tell you right now, my house on the very top, I would guess is about – because we got – 11, 12-foot vaulted ceilings inside. And I would guess if you go to the very top of my house, I guess it's about 25 feet up. I'm guessing he's trying to get me to jump off of it right now, because if Kawhi doesn't come to the Lakers, we have no chance to ever win anything again until LeBron actually leaves or retires.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there, man? You trying to make me depressed?
Hey, man, I hate to make a bad situation worse, but I heard that is absolutely not happening. Yeah. He has no interest in playing with
him. So wait a second, Gator Neal. Let me – because I'm getting all my shots out this week. That wasn't reference to a short joke when it comes to Sturge, was it?
Absolutely not. Nothing about short. The only thing is, Sturge, my Lakers suck. The Gators are finally rebounding, but it's going to take them a while to rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
And the 49ers have Jimmy G, and they have a hell of an offense, and our defense is building. But, man, eventually my teams have to start winning again, don't they?
Yeah, you know what? This stuff's cyclical. What goes up must come down. And, you know, the same thing, you know, I tell my Clemson football buddies, this ain't going to go on forever. Just like at Alabama, it won't go on forever after Nick Saban is done. But, Gator Neal, I was going to ask you, what's your prediction? What's your prediction on this series?
It went the exact way I thought it would. Whoever won game one would lose game two.
Mm-hmm.
I still think Toronto, especially if Klay Thompson is hurt, because I've been saying for the last 4 years, Klay Thompson is the most important piece. Draymond Green is number two. Yeah, Klay Thompson can get hot and score at any point, and his defense is way underrated. People don't see what he does help defensively, but he's incredible. Draymond's energy is incredible. I think it's still going to end up going either six or seven games. I still favor Golden State, not because I think they're going to get Durant back, but I think Klay's going to be okay. And when you add Klay, Steph, and Draymond, that's all you need to win the NBA title. The problem for them is, or the good thing for Toronto is, I still think Kawhi Leonard's the best two-way player in the game. He's going to keep them in games. I still like it to go six or seven. Probably swing towards Golden State, to be honest with you. I hate to say it, but – You know, now that your buddy over there told me that Kawhi is not coming to the Lakers, I guess I can pull for Toronto now, because I've been saying if he wins the championship with Toronto, he's not leaving. Has some hope that he would come to my Lakers, but if that's a 0% chance, I can pull against Golden State all day now. So, hey, all one right. thing, Sturgeon, sure. I'll leave you with this. Billy's always talking about that. You know, my team, San Francisco, they've won 5 titles. The Lakers, of course, they're the storied franchise in the NBA. And then the Gators back, you know, with our 3 national titles. He always says that I always pull for the front runners. Well, my teams haven't won a damn thing in a while, and I'm still the fan of those teams. So he needs to get off of that train, because guess what? I've been pulling for them even in their losing seasons. Just want to put that out there, Sturge.
You got to love that love. Got to love that love. Thank you for getting in with us. And sorry to cause you any consternation, but I had heard the same thing. 2 teams if he signs with Toronto, 3 years. So we will take your opinions at 844-GSP. ESPN is we can continue with the NBA, but listen, I got a few other things that I'm paying attention to as well, and we'll let you know about that. And, again, college football question of the day. Is there anything that we could do to bring Ohio State into today's conversation? I doubt it. 844-GSP-ESPN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, welcome back in. We're live at Smoke on the Water. I can give you an update right now. Some food just disappeared here at the table in about a 3.5-minute break there. Give us an idea, Chris. I mean, I know you like – I watched you Saturday at dinner. I went with the big old grand dish at dinner, and you were like, nah, that ain't nothing. So how good's that brisket sandwich at Smoke on the Water?
Oh, that was one of the best brisket sandwiches I've ever had. I didn't even need – any of the sauces or anything, which you know it's really good.
That's right.
When you just want to devour it
and
without
brisket,
anything on it.
One of the few things I can actually do without sauce on it because of that peppery bark and everything else. And then Tyler's sitting over there, his mac and cheese. So, again, Diesel's like, screw right. you, Sturgis. I want to be down there. It's Smoke on the Water on a Monday. But, guys, real quickly, again, getting back to the NBA. LeBron, finally. Seems like we're kind of – his storyline's become a little bit more quiet. And the LeBron James story that's getting bigger right now, dadgum, his son can play. Do you see that block his son made in a game last week? I mean, it was very LeBron-esque. And what's LeBron, 6'8"?
Yeah, 6'8", 6'9".
His son's, what, 6'5 already at 15?
I don't know if he's that tall.
Maybe
yet.
Not that big, but he's got some jump in him, though. No doubt about it. But
and he's playing with Dwayne Wade's son.
Yeah.
Who is better.
Really?
Okay. Yes, Zaire is nice.
All right. Well, speaking of Zion, how you like that? Okay. Zaire to Zion. Did you notice that Adam Silver gave him some advice, some suggestions coming up? And I'm not a big Adam Silver fan because I think one of the things that's harming the NBA is we are making it a league of super teams where 4 or 5 have a chance and the rest of them just forget. The Charlotte Hornets have no chance whatsoever to make it past the first round of the NBA playoffs if they make it next year.
Yeah, right.
All right, and they're having to re-recruit Kemba Walker. So my point being, you know, if you're Charlotte, if you're some of these other cities, Memphis, you know
small
what I mean?
Market.
Small, you got no chance. But one that's going to a small market, everybody's like, I mean, I am so – I guess sports talk is a lot about hot takes, but I can't deliver a hot take if I don't believe it.
David Stern was a much better commissioner.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. But yes. You know, who are two of the best known in sport right now, or sports radio, or crossovers between TV and sport radio to push buttons? One of them's Colin Cowherd. And I thought it was completely ridiculous that he suggested to the young man and his team, sit out.
Yeah.
Don't go play. Number one, I think that would make him look like the diva that none of us think he is, all right? He came back. You know, we heard all these fools last year when he got hurt going, don't come back. And he's like, dude, I can't do that. This is the best year I've ever had in my life.
Can we put Colin Cowherd and Stephen A. Smith in the same room?
No.
And seal it off so we can't hear a word they say.
They cancel each other out?
Yeah.
Now, listen, Stephen A. Smith's takes are better at times. I don't like Stephen A. Smith because not what he did to me, what I watched him do to one of our interns back in the day, which was bitch her out. He wanted to – we didn't have a commissary where we worked. A food truck would come in for a couple hours during lunch, or you could leave and go get something to eat. He wanted a fried egg sandwich with butter on both sides of the bread, one slice of cheese. He sent an intern out in Charlotte to go out to the food truck and get that, and then proceeded to let her have it because both sides of the bread weren't buttered. And it was in front of about 20 of us, and it wasn't a very good look. All right. Now, this was 20 years ago. So he's kind of breaking in, maybe 18. But I just
imagine what his big head's like.
Well,
now.
No, I hope he had lost that. You know, once you get in, I think your ego inflates, and then over the course of time, you kind of come back down to earth. But
but have you seen the baby Stephen Smith?
That's awesome.
That's how funny is that? I saw it for the first time last week. I was sitting there looking on Facebook, and the video popped up of him on one of his rants as a baby.
Yeah,
I was on the floor.
Again, I can tolerate him, Stephen A. Smith, a lot more than Colin Cowherd because I think Cowherd goes out there and says things just to rile people up, just like Diesel likes to do from time to time. But then there's no chance of it ever happening, and he wants to be the victim when it doesn't. That's why I don't like Colin Cowherd. That's why I don't like the little dude that started out in Dallas back in the day, the other little short white guy.
Skip Bayless. We're all
Skip Bayless, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant Mark
short white
Ryan.
Guy. No, short, yeah. he's taller than me. He's taller than me. Now, short white guys in the media are dangerous, and but Adam Silver told Zion, who is presumed to be the number one pick by the New Orleans Pelicans coming up, do two things right now. Worry about concentrating on your basketball.
And
your
building
skills.
Your brand.
I wouldn't even worry. The skills, the basketball skills are really what's going to build the brand. I mean, if he goes out there and he doesn't live up to expectations, then, I mean, remember when Kwame Brown was going to be the next great basketball player in the NBA and he was out
who?
In 2 years? Think that's my point. And he's got one of those one-word names, Kwame, like Zion and things. You know, all the cool one-word names are like Tiger, Zion, you know, weird
stuff.
Yeah,
but the thing with Zion is he's going to, here shortly, he's going to walk out and sign a ridiculous shoe contract.
But again, if he doesn't.
And that's going to build his brand off the
bat.
But
if he doesn't perform on the court within 2 years, that's kind of a wasted investment. You know what I mean? I know that's the way the game's played, but I ain't going to go sign anybody in the NBA to a long, long, long contract until I know they can produce on the court. So that was the two things that Adam Silver told Zion. Number one, worry about your basketball skills. And number two, enjoy this process because this time will never happen in your life again. And you know what? That's some of the best advice I think somebody could give Zion Williamson right now. Not about where do you want to play, all that. That's out of your control.
Mm-hmm.
You can go force a trade. You can go, oh, I'm going to go sit at number one. You would kill your brand right out of the box, in my opinion, by going, I don't want to play. I think playing in New Orleans is going to be one of the things that affords Zion Williamson the luxury to be successful.
He's not under a big spotlight in a big market.
Expectations are not high.
Well, they're going to be high, but not.
Yeah, but in New Orleans,
New York is high, or Chicago.
Yeah, nobody's going to expect them to go to the finals next year.
Maybe even
make the playoffs. So that gives them time to develop. Doesn't have to worry about, like you said, with the big media rush. And I know LeBron always talk about how the one thing he regrets is not enjoying the moment as it was going along throughout his career.
Listen, so many times we are so worried about what's next, we forget about being in the moment. Listen, you're a number one draft pick. You're going to walk across that stage with a big grin on your mouth, and the next thing I think you should do the following day is go take a multilingual class of one word. The 110 ways to say no. I mean, let's start. Nine, knit, nada, knee. You name it. Learn how to say no, because guess what? You're going to have
to learn how to say no at some point. That would be
the first thing that I would tell you when they bring these draft picks in and all this stuff for their transition, their orientation to the NBA. That would be the first 30 minutes of my program. Here are 118 different ways in different languages and even slang to say no. All right, because that's going to be one of the most important things you learn to say.
Yeah, he's about to have distant cousins.
Oh, he's never heard of. Never heard. By the way, you know I hung out with your mom in the backyard when she was 5 years old. You got $5 million?
Ancestry.com says we're cousins.
So, hey, you said it. So did Hank Haney last week. When we come back, listen. Sometimes delivery, I screw it up all the time, like earlier today, wonton versus wanton, all right? So, but again, delivery can be two different things. The message could be correct. And also, let us say, being in radio, sometimes when you take what's said in a radio program, in a podcast, it doesn't translate that well to written language because you can't read the emotion, the time of the day. Hank Haney got thrown under the bus last week for a bad comment. And yes, it was bad. But when it turns out to be 100% true, 4 days later, do you have to give him a break for what he said? Again, the comment, the delivery was wrong. The comments turned out to be 100% accurate. All right, welcome back in. We're live at Smoke on the Water. We just lost my co-host. He's over there delving into Twitter. I don't mean delving into Twitter. I mean delving into Twitter. So, guys, let me ask you. You know, Hank Haney got thrown under the bus, and maybe rightfully so. But then again, as things play out, turns out he wasn't so wrong. Last week, he was on a podcast, all right? And somebody asked him in the podcast about this past weekend's U.S. Women's Open. Now, did y'all know that the U.S. Women's Open was played this past weekend?
Nope.
Number two. If you did, can you tell me the name of the course that it was on?
Nope.
It was like Wapu something I never heard of. So last week, Hank Haney was on a podcast about golf, and somebody asked him about the U.S. Women's Open. And here's a guy that's a swing coach on the professional level. And he says, quote, I couldn't name you like six players currently on the LPGA Tour. Nah, maybe I could. Well, I go with Lee. I don't have a first name, but I get a bunch of them right. And he says, honestly, Michelle Wee's hurt. I don't know that many golfers. Where are they even playing, by the way? So Hank Haney's admitting, I don't even know where the Women's Open is. That's one of their majors, okay? I didn't either. I had to go look it up, and it did not look like a real U.S. Open course, but... So they ask him, who do you think's going to win? He says, my prediction is that a Korean lady named Lee wins this tournament. And Michelle Wee has gone out and called Hank Haney a racist and sexist and everything else. Tiger Woods said about his former swing coach, He got what was coming to him. Did y'all notice who won the U.S. Women's Open yesterday?
Nope.
Jung Jun Lee, a Korean professional LPGA player.
So it was correct.
So he was 100% correct, yet people want his golf career over. They're wanting to label him as a racist. They're wanting to label him as a sexist in all this other stuff.
But they asked the guy who he thought was going to win.
He gave a name.
He said,
and the right country.
Yeah, her nationality.
Right.
Because they're all – there is no freedom of speech left in this country. Because his is what he doubled down on it. And so when all these people – he said, listen – my prediction that a Korean woman would be atop the leaderboard at the U.S. Open was based on statistics and facts. Korean women are absolutely dominating the LPGA Tour. If you ask me again, my answer would be the same, but worded more carefully.
So if somebody asked me, who's the best second baseman in baseball, and I say an Irish guy named McNeil, is that so bad? Or Jeff McNeil plays for the New York Mets on second base.
Okay, but what if somebody said, you know, who's the best second baseman in baseball history? And you went, I don't know, but, you know, there's been a lot of Diazes or you know what I'm saying? You know what? That's a topic of conversation. It doesn't mean that you're sexist. It doesn't mean you're racist. And number two, you read how this conversation went down in print. And you go back and listen to the podcast, and you can't hear the humor and joking
and back and forth
in it. And this does read bad. But then again, do the people that have come out against Hank Haney, I mean, he has been hit with immediate backlash. I mean, again, being called a sexist and a racist by Michelle Wee. Why don't these people have to go back and apologize to him?
Because we're in the PC world. You have to be politically correct today's day. And that's the thing, man. Looking at it on print, it sounds bad. But why not go back and listen to it?
Sturge,
you're missing the point. It's not that he was right. It's that he assumed.
Yeah.
That's what you're missing out on. He assumed that this person was going to have the last name of Lee. It doesn't matter that he ended up being right. That's inconsequential. It's the fact that he assumed that it would be a Lee.
But why not? They're all Lees. I mean, I'm not trying to – but they literally –
well, that's just kind of racist to say they're all Lees.
Like I said, I can't spit out. I know there's like five or six, and two of them have Kim in there.
Right.
But my point being, you know whose fault this is? The people that are in charge of the LPGA Tour, because I was showing you – listen, Diesel, the three golfers that I know – Michelle Wee was the child prodigy back in the day. She finally, if you will, lived up to her capabilities, 2 years ago when she won the U.S. Women's Open? Outside of that, Michelle Wee's career has not lived up to what we gave her when she was 15, 16 years old. Is that a fair statement?
That's fair.
All right. The other that I know that are American on the LPGA Tour right now are just as known for what they put up on their Twitter accounts when it comes to fashion as they are for their game. And I'm talking Natalie Gulbis and some of these. You showed me a golfer. Dude, if you don't want me to – but my point being, to me, it's not Hank Haney's fault. It's not these Koreans that work harder than anybody else. Now, granted, they've been playing at a different level. The problem is the LPGA. Nobody knows who's playing on tour right now.
All right. So I just Googled women golfers name Lee. Right off the bat, there are six. Right off the bat. I didn't even have to swipe down far. You got Minji Lee, Allison Lee, Miriam Lee.
Now, those two don't sound Korean.
Yeah.
But my point being, the guy under the spotlight.
Danielle Lee and Lydia Lee.
Okay. The guy.
That's not without even doing
it. And that's there's actually a trend, Sturge, involved, where a lot of Asian families are giving their kids more American-sounding names to make them look better in the job market later on in life.
again, my point being is it could have been worded better, but this was not a slam like some people like to do. Everybody jumped on it, and then it turns out he was 100% correct. In this day and age, I'd rather some of these people say I'm sorry, but they won't do it once they're out there. Again, I'm not slamming anybody. I'm slamming everybody that thinks if you say something that people don't agree with, you now hate them.
Right.
You know, that's where we're losing it, this ability to disagree without hate coming involved. Do you know what I mean? I guarantee you there are things that you don't like about me or vice versa, but it doesn't affect our friendship. You know what I mean? Because we're friends and we know each other.
Yeah,
now we're just judging
up.
We're just judging people based off comments that they read in black and white. Hour number three coming up, including our college football question of the day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.